Willkommen bei Freak Radio. Am Mikrofon begrüßt Sie Anna Wiederenders. Die heutige Sendung beschäftigt sich mit dem Theaterstück Disabled Theater, das in Zusammenarbeit des Theater Hora mit dem französischen Choreografen Jérôme Bell entstand. Das Stück war eines der Highlights des diesjährigen Impulstanz-Festivals, das vom 11. Juli bis zum 18. August stattfand. Impulstanz. Das Vienna International Dance Festival definiert sich durch Performances, Workshops, Research-Projekte und Social-Programme. Tausende professionelle Tänzer, Dozenten und Choreografen lädt Impulstanz jedes Jahr ein, 5 Wochen lang auf Wiener Bühnen vor einem breiten Publikum zu performen und Tanzworkshops zu besuchen. Mit rund 50 Produktionen und 200 Workshops hat es Impulstanz geschafft, sich zu den größten Festivals für zeitgenössischen Tanz in Europa zu entwickeln. Doch zunächst ein paar Informationen über das Theater Hora und die Schauspieler. Das Theater Hora ist das bekannteste professionelle Theater von und mit Menschen mit geistigen Behinderungen in der Schweiz. Es wurde 1993 in Zürich von dem Theaterpädagogen Michael Elber gegründet. Das Ziel ist es, die künstlerische Entwicklung von Menschen mit einer geistigen Behinderung zu fördern und das Können der Darsteller einem breiten Publikum zu präsentieren. Das Schauspielhaus ist Teil der Stiftung Züriwerk und ist die erste und einzige professionell arbeitende Kulturwerkstatt für Künstler mit einer geistigen Behinderung. Außerdem bietet es auch die Möglichkeit, eine staatlich anerkannte Schauspielausbildung zu absolvieren. Das Theater Hora vertritt die Meinung, dass Menschen mit einer geistigen Behinderung einen kompetenten gesellschaftlichen und kulturellen Beitrag leisten können.
Mein Name ist Remo Beugert.
My name is Remo Beugert.
Bin 30.
I'm 30.
Und mein Beruf ist Schauspieler.
And my profession is actor.
Meine Behinderung ist?
My handicap is?
Ich habe eine Lernschwäche.
I have a learning weakness.
Das heisst, ich kann mir die einigen Sachen nicht merken.
That means I can't remember certain things.
Wenn ich zum Beispiel vom Hals eine Information muss ausrichten.
For example, if I have to pass on an information from Hans.
Dann geht es am Ende vergessen.
It either gets lost.
Oder ich sage es vollständig.
Or I leave something out.
Oder ich begründe es.
Or I mix it all up.
Was ich angefangen habe, ist die Information in meinen Notizbüchern aufschreiben.
What I started recently is to write down this information in a notebook.
Dann geht es nicht vergessen.
This way, it doesn't get lost.
Also, ich bin ein ganz schlechter Botschafter.
So, I'm a very bad messenger.
Ich heiße Lorraine Meyer.
My name is Lorraine Meyer.
42.
42.
Our Schauspielerin.
And I'm an actress as well.
Ich bin Mongoloid.
I'm Mongoloid.
Ich bin Hohenreiki.
I'm a fucking Mongol.
I'm a young.
Sometimes, yes.
Oder aber nein.
Or sometimes, no.
Ich dachte, sehr viel.
I stutter a lot.
Mir macht weh.
It hurts me.
Mein Name heißt Tiziana Pagliaro.
My name is called Tiziana Pagliaro.
Ich bin 27.
I'm 27.
Und bin Schauspielerin.
And I'm an actress. Then Jérôme asked the actors to name their handicap.
Ich weiß dich nicht.
I don't know.
Ich heiße Julia Häusermann.
My name is Julia Häusermann.
Ich bin 20.
I'm 20.
Und ich bin Schauspielerin.
And I'm an actress.
Ich habe ein Down Syndrom.
I have Down Syndrome.
Oh, wie es tut leid.
And I'm sorry.
Ich bitte Matthias Brücker.
I'm Matthias Brücker.
62.
22.
Schauspieler.
Actor.
Ich habe Trisomie 21.
I have Trisomy 21.
Und die haben auch geistig behindert.
And I have as well mentally handicapped.
Bin der Johnny Blumer.
I'm Johnny Blumer.
24.
I'm 24.
Ich bin ein Schauspieler im Theater Hora.
I'm an actor in Theater Hora.
Und ich bin ein Schauspieler im Fernsehen.
And I'm an actor in TV.
Meine Behinderung ist?
My handicap is?
Dass ich etwas mit den Fingern etwas habe.
That I have something with the fingers?
Fingers wohlnehmen.
Taking the fingers in the mouth.
Und ich will das zeigen.
And I want to show it.
Ich bin Damien Bright.
I'm Damien Bright.
Ich bin 21.
I'm 21.
Ich bin Schauspieler.
I'm an actor.
Ich bin einfach viel zu langsam. Das ist meine Behinderung.
I'm simply much too slow. This is my handicap.
Langsamkeit stört mich nicht.
Slowness doesn't disturb me.
Aber damit kann ich immer dir meine Mutter auf den Nerv.
But sometimes I get on my mother's nerves.
Meine Behinderung hat eben auch Down Syndrome.
My handicap is called as well Down Syndrome.
Der Down ist ein Doktor.
Down is a doctor.
Hat die Behinderung entdeckt.
He discovered this handicap.
Deswegen der Name Down Syndrome.
That's why the name Down Syndrome.
Und es heißt eben auch noch Trisomie 21.
And it's called as well Trisomy 21.
Das bedeutet, dass ich ein Chromosom mehr habe als ihr da in dem Publikum.
That means I have one chromosome more than you in the audience.
Das Publikum reagiert sehr unterschiedlich auf diese außergewöhnliche Performance. Einige gehen echauffiert während des Stückes aus dem Saal, andere sind vor Rührung den Tränen nahe. Trotz der unterschiedlichen Meinungen dominiert das Jubeln der Zuschauer am Ende des Stückes. Alle Beteiligten werden zum Schluss sogar mit Standing Ovation belohnt. Der Weg bis zum Applaus war für das Theater Hora nicht immer leicht. Auf ihre erste Anfrage bezüglich einer Zusammenarbeit mit Jerome Bell bekamen sie eine Absage. Doch nachdem der Choreograf die DVD der 11 Schauspieler gesehen hatte, war ihm klar, mit dieser Truppe wollte er arbeiten. Bei den Arbeiten an dem Stück Disabled Theater ging es Jerome Bell besonders darum, einen Raum zu eröffnen, in dem Behinderung nicht ausgeschlossen wird. Zusätzlich wollte er nicht, dass diese Thematik hinter Schutzschirmen versteckt wird. Jerome Bell möchte mit dem Stück Disabled Theater Licht auf diejenigen werfen, die ausgegrenzt werden, weil sie als unproduktiv gelten. Er möchte das genaue Gegenteil aufweisen, also das Talent der 11 Schauspieler präsentieren. Jerome Bell, der französische Choreograf. Mittlerweile schon international bekannt, fing auch Bell erstmal klein an. Er studierte 1984 und 1985 Tanz am Centre National de Danse Contemporaine und tanzte danach für viele verschiedene Choreografen in Frankreich und Italien. Sein erstes Stück entwickelte er 1994 mit dem Namen Nom d'un L'auteur. Mittlerweile werden Videoaufnahmen von Jerome Bells Stücken in Museen und auf Kunstbiennalen der ganzen Welt gezeigt. Dazu gehören unter anderem die Tate Gallery of Modern Art in London und das Museum of Modern Art in New York. Auch an internationaler Anerkennung fehlt es dem Choreografen nicht. 2005 erhielt Bell den New Yorker Bessie Award für sein Stück The Show Must Go On. Bells Arbeiten brechen mit den Konventionen des Theaters und der Tanzkunst. In seinen Stücken wird man nicht in eine andere Welt entführt, es gibt keine Illusionen oder Effekte. Die Schauspieler spielen nicht, die Tänzer tanzen nicht. Er folgt den Ideen des Dekonstruktivismus und Poststrukturalismus. Somit gibt es auf den Bühnen nur den Darsteller, der einen Teil seiner Persönlichkeit zum Ausdruck bringt. So schafft sich Jerome Bell den Ruf eines viel diskutierten Choreografen. Kritiker stellen in Frage, ob man Bell überhaupt noch Choreograf nennen darf, da seine Stücke einen sehr weiten Zusammenhang zum Tanz aufweisen. Doch zu den vielen Kritikern gesellen sich auch genauso viele Fans und so machen sie Jerome Bell zu einem der umstrittensten Choreografen der heutigen Generation. Mit Disabled Theater erschuf der Choreograf wieder ein Stück, welches zu reger Diskussion und Kritik einlud. Jurymitglieder des Berliner Theatertreffens veranstalteten ein Symposium mit dem Namen Behinderte auf der Bühne, Künstler oder Exponate, in dem diese schwierige Thematik diskutiert wurde. Nun hören Sie ein Interview mit Jerome Bell, in dem er zu dieser Thematik Stellung nimmt und sich zur Arbeit mit den Darstellern des Theater Hora äußert.
How did the idea develop to work with Theater Hora?
Well, it was their idea. They invited me. They sent me an email saying, hello, we are a company working with disabled actors. Would you like to know if you would like to work with us? And I said, no, of course. thank you very much. I'm sorry, I'm very busy. But no, I thought this was crazy to invite me to do work with mentally disabled people because I had no idea of who they were, and I felt it was not for me. So I said no. But I was very polite, so I said no, but I would love to see your work on DVD. I would be interested, very curious. I said, okay, they sent me the DVD. And I watched the DVD, and then I called them back and said, I would like to meet the actors. Because it was very, very, very special what I experienced on the DVDs. It was like something I couldn't understand. I was very, very moved. I couldn't understand my emotions. I was trying to understand, but I couldn't. So I said, okay, I should go to Zurich and meet them and see why it was so strong for me to watch them perform.
And how was the work with the disabled people, and what is the concept of disabled theater?
You know, there was no concept. I started to work with them a few questions. Can you do that? Can you do that for me? Blah, blah, blah. And so their answers were very, very amazing, very surprising. They showed me things that I've never seen before. What I think a performance should do is to see things that you have never seen before, to represent. And then there was a big political issue, of course, about disability. Mm-hmm. The fact that they're not accepted in the society, they are like on the side. And for me, it was very interesting, the fact that they have no representation in the society, because then we don't see them, they're not on TV, we don't speak about them. Even when we see them in the street, we don't dare to look at them. So for me, it was a real question, because my work is exactly the opposite, is to produce representation. People come and pay to see things. So for 1 hour and 30 minutes, so I said, okay, that's perfect. I will put them on stage and people will finally see them. You know, so this was a political issue, and otherwise there was the theatrical issues. I mean, the way they do, the way they are on stage, the way they dance, because they dance a lot in this piece, and which is totally unique. It's an experience for all the audience, except parents or the family. They're a little bit disappointed because they know that. But my thought was that very little know them. We can just show them in the way they are. You know, I didn't transform them. So on the contrary, I let them like behaving the way they are. And this was a big discovery for me, was that it took me 5 weeks to understand that I shouldn't work with them, I shouldn't transform them. I understood that, and then the show was done, because they just had to be on stage, and I mean, there is a little structure of, like, I ask 6 questions to them, and then they answer.
Okay. What was the reaction of the audience when they first saw the piece? Because it's always a bit difficult to work with people with disabilities, you said also because of the political reasons. It's always a bit like you don't want it to be a freak show.
Well, the problem is that nobody does it because you have the problem of the freak show. Yeah. So I'm not afraid of the freak show. Some of the audience thinks it's a freak show. Some people don't, and I have no problem. It's what they are. And then we have to redefine freak or what. Do we accept them the way they are and accept them in society? Oh, don't we? And then we don't want to have them, and then we put them in an institution and we don't see them. Of course, the piece hopefully is a success. So I mean, some people can't stand it, but most of the audience likes it and is very happy about watching them, and they learn a lot from them, and they feel like some some good feelings to them, like I did, because the problem is that why we're afraid of them, because we don't know them. They're afraid because they're different. Difference is always like problematic for any human being. But to show them for 1 hour and 30 minutes, to present them because they talk about themselves, so you learn, and hopefully at the end you're not afraid anymore. Like what happened to me with those 5 weeks of rehearsal I had 2 years ago now. I had 5 weeks with them, and I was afraid in the beginning. I didn't dare to ask them things. I was always like, oh my God. It's dangerous. No, I was like, oh, I was doubting. I was like feeling insecure. And after 5 weeks of spending, and now on tour, spending time with them, I'm just fine. And yesterday on the plane coming from Paris to Vienna, there was a group. So I came to them. I said, hello, how are you? Can I help you? Because they were not understanding how where to sit in the plane. So I take care of them. So now I feel like I say hello. If I see one in the street, I say hello.
So you're not afraid anymore.
I'm not afraid. And on the contrary, I want to show that we love them and we are so happy to meet them in the street or on a plane.
Very great. So today is the premiere of Disabled Theatre and Impulsions. Are you excited? What are your expectations of tonight?
Oh, no, I'm not excited. It's it's a long time we're touring. We've been doing the tour all over the world now. They're really invited everywhere.
Where were your last occasions?
I think they were in Amsterdam 2 weeks ago. In 2 months, we go to in the U.S., we go to New York, Minneapolis. No, it's a success. They're happy with what they're doing. They're not ashamed or feeling bad. Every time I said, are you okay? Do you feel okay? And I don't know if they really understand what I'm saying or what. So as long as they want to do it, they don't feel ashamed of what they're doing, or I'm okay. And then if some people can't stand, and it will be this. There will be critics saying that I'm a very bad man, using the disabled people for my own sake, and so I know already.
But they asked you, so they can't say that you are using it for your sake, because they asked you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I use them and they use me. I mean, they're doing a good show. They go all over the world. They make money. They see words. They have like prices. They get money. And I have the same. That's what is collaboration, you know. Like we help each other. Actors needs a director, and director needs actors. Without one, without the other, it's a little bit more complicated.
Can you imagine doing another project like Disabled Theater with Theater Horror?
No.
You said that the first time too.
Yeah, right. No, you're right. No, for now, no, I don't want to be a specialist of disability. On the contrary, I want to go back to professional and to try to bring what I learned with them to the professionals and the very sophisticated ones.
Can you tell us what you take from your actors with you for other projects, maybe?
I take their incredible faithfulness of what they are. They're not cheating on stage. They're not lying. And I love that, because I think this is the most beautiful thing you can do, if you're faithful to to what you are and to what you feel. This is the strongest thing you can see on stage and in life. Also, I like people who are faithful to what they are and they don't obey the rules. And I mean, some people accept the rules and they're fine with the rules. Some people don't. And this is what disability is, in a way. They're not alienated by the social rules that the others have accepted, are forced to accept. So I would love, on a theatrical level, to manage to work with professional actors and try to forget what we have learned, what we think is good theater, in order to relate what they do on stage to their what they are really at this moment. Not what they are forever, but what they are right now. If they are sad tonight, they could be sad on stage. Even we've decided that to do something else, but this is more important, that the true feeling, than what we would like to do, what we would like to represent. What happens to you is more important than what you would like to show. Yes, that's exactly this.
Do you want to tell us about plans after Impulse Dance? What are you doing?
I'm invited to work in museums. That's a new thing now. I'm giving some workshops in the suburb of Paris with people, mostly immigrants, who don't know so much about contemporary dance and experimental theater. And I have like many tours this year with them and other shows around the world. But my real plans is next week to be on holiday.
Disabled Theater, ein Stück des Choreografen Jérôme Bell mit den Darstellern des Theater Hore. Ein umstrittenes Werk, welches diesen Sommer im Rahmen des Internationalen Impulstanzfestivals im Akademietheater aufgeführt wurde. Doch eines kann man sagen, nachdem man sich das Stück angesehen hat. Alle 11 Schauspieler sind mit Herzblut bei der Sache und haben Spaß daran, auf der Bühne zu stehen und sich dem Publikum zu präsentieren. Sie hörten eine Freak-Sendung von Anna Wiederendes. Nächsten Dienstag hören Sie eine Sendung von Margarete Endel zum Thema Businessplan ohne Barrieren. Der Beitrag beschäftigt sich damit, was Menschen mit Behinderung dabei beachten sollten, wenn sie eine eigene Firma gründen möchten. Das war Freak Radio für heute. Am Mikrofon verabschiedet sich Anna Wiederenders.